5 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, the 12th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved senior, respected, honorable familia to Ustad. Saturday morning, Ustad. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم معنا عرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussein نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 12th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 95 to 98. We all know in our previous lesson, there was a person, Samiri. Samiri was a person who could tell good stories, persuade and convince people with his propaganda and lies. Whilst Nabi Musa alayhi salam was receiving the Torah, he was shaping, forming the golden calf. And he told the people that this is your deity, you must worship it. Now Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses returns and asks him what is his story and what is his brief and what did he really do. Hence chapter 20 verse 95. Qala fama khatbuka ya Samiri. Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, asked him, what is your brief? What excuse do you have, O Samiri? Now he tries to play like an astute politician because he knows he's guilty. Call. Now Samiri says, Basurtu bima lam yabsuru bihi. I'm a special person and I saw that what they could not see, what the ordinary people could not see, but I could see it because I'm a special person. You see how his propaganda works. Faqabadtu qabadatan min athari rasul, and I managed to take possession, qabadatan, a handful, min athari rasul, the dust of the messenger. The dust of the messenger here refers to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, the archangel Gabriel. So when he came down with the revelation, so I saw that where he landed and where he came, so I took a little bit of that dust and a little bit of that sand, the remnants and the relics of that. Rasul here refers to the messenger Jibreel alayhi salam, and remember in other places also you will find that Rasul occasionally refers to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. فَنَبَذْتُهَا, hence I threw it into the calf, وَكَذَلِكَ سَوَّلَتْ لِي نَفْسِي, and this is how this appealed to my ego, this is how this embellished my desires, my whims and my fancies. He tried to exonerate himself. He tried to show Nabi Musa alayhi salam how shrewd, how intelligent, how intellectual he was. Hence Nabi Musa alayhi salam was not fooled by all his lies, fabrication, propaganda. Call. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam expelled him. Today, if you go to India, I've been to India 6, 7, 8 times, I can't even remember. You will find the people there, certain group are called the untouchables, the Dalits, if you know anything about India. So why I gave you that example? So now Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, tells him, Fadhab, get out from here, you expelled. فَإِنَّ لَكَ فِي الْحَيَاتِ, this is your punishment in the worldly life. Hereafter, Almighty Allah will punish you forever, eternal punishment. But in the worldly life, your punishment is antakul, that you say, La misas, I am untouchable. Don't touch me. You will get punished as well. So don't touch me. So he was now excommunicated. He was expelled and he was thrown out of the society and community. That was his punishment for shaping, forming the golden calf. And remember that people today who worship idols, make idols and so forth, so that is what happens to them sooner or later, that they will be humiliated and disgraced in this world and in the year after. Then in the year after, for you Samiri, wa inna laka mu'idan lan tukhlafa, and for you there is an appointment, and for you there is definitely a certain time. For you, O Samiri, there is a punishment, and in a certain place and certain time, lan tukhlafa, you will never be able to escape it and go contrary to it. This punishment of you are now the untouchable is only the worldly punishment, and the year after punishment will be much more severe, and you will be doomed, and you will be eternally in punishment. Wanzur, now this what you carved up, this golden calf, how good for nothing it is. It can't help itself, it can't help people. See what we are going to do to it in your presence. You see, O Samiri, untouchable, ila ilahikal ladhi, and you, the Bani Israel, the Israelites, the Jutlas, the Jews, that you saw what happened to the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, and how they drowned in front of your eyes, and yet immediately after that you went back to idol worship. Now see, ila ilahikal ladhi, to that deity. Here we need to pause and understand the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. Wherever the word Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Azza wa Jalla, the word Allah is used, then its application refers, alludes only to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Say, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa Habibuna, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. So therefore, if we and me and you want to use the word Allah for creation, for ourselves, there must be a prefix, Abdullah, Ubaidullah for a boy, Amatullah for a girl. So Allah, Lafzul Jalala, we call it in Arabic for respect, is used only for Almighty Allah. But the word Ilah is used occasionally for Almighty Allah, and sometimes it is used for the deities as well. So yeah, in this context, listen to what it is used. It is used for the ijal, the golden calf. So wanzur ilahikal ladhi, look at the deity of yours, dwalta alayhi akifa, which you were making etikaf, which you were devoting yourself to. You were worshipping the golden calf and worshipping the cow and the calf and so forth. Now what are we going to do with it? Lanu harriqannahu, we're going to burn it. We are going to burn it, and then the ashes and so forth. Thumma, after burning it, nothing will remain. Subsequently, thereafter, lanansifannahu fil yammi nasfa, then we will take those ashes and scatter it everywhere in the ocean, in the dam, in the river, wherever. So remember, till today people do that. When I went India, when I go, I asked them all these questions. They took us to a place where the Parsis are the people, are buried. So I said that because always I love to ask a lot of questions. So I asked them, well, where do they bury? They said, no, the Parsis don't bury. I said, what you mean they don't bury? They have a place, and then remember it's covered by trees, so nobody must see what's happening. They just throw the body in there, and then the vultures come and finish them up. So that is what they told us there in India. When we asked, what do you do? They said, we take it, cremate it, and then the ashes, we scatter it in the Ganga and Jamna, the Ganges and so forth. Do you see where this started from? This started that time already. ثُمَّ لَنَنْسِفَنَّهُ فِي الْيَمِّ نَسْفَى. Who is Almighty Allah? See Almighty Allah explaining and detailing to humanity. Innama ilahukumullahu alladhi. Your only deity is Almighty Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. La narka'a illa lillah. Wa la nasjud illa lillah. Therefore, in Salatul Janazah, our funeral prayer, the mayit, the deceased, is in front, then the imam, and then the congregation. There is no bowing down and no prostrating. Our bowing down and prostrating is only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So, innama ilahukumullahu alladhi, la ilaha illahu. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but Him. And we practice on the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wasi'a kulla shay'in ilma. And the knowledge of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all embracing, all encompassing. Today is the 12th of Shawwal, 1443. It is the 14th of May, 2022. 74 years for the apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. When I told you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that these people are haramis, the illegitimate, they are bees, and the people who brought them there are the British and then nurtured by the Americans. So these are the bigger haramis. Remember, who gave somebody else's land to a third party? Who gave you the right, O British, there to give the land of the Palestinians to these haramis? You saw the world? Let me refresh your memory, because you suffer from selective amnesia. You see, when the white apartheid minority regime in South Africa were ruling, in 76 there were huge riots here in Soweto and so forth, not far from us. And remember, then Hector Peterson, his image and photo went throughout the whole world. How it inspired people, nations and politicians, and said that this cannot be. Remember, our sister Shireen Abu Aqila is not a Muslim. But in humanity, let me tell you this, that the apartheid regime, the terrorist regime, deliberately premeditated murder took place there against the Al Jazeera reporter. And Jazeera is doing the world a good favor. We against TV and all that from an Islamic perspective. But sometimes you must remember, to expose these haramis and bees, we have to do that. So the good, they are explaining to the whole Arab world what really happened. And they're explaining to the whole Western world in the English one that remember what really happened. Three journalists were there and they saw from where the firepower and the shooting and the bullet came from. Really, IDF, you want to investigate? How many people did you investigate in the past 74 years? How many did you prosecute, you haramis, you bees? How many of our children and flowers you murdered? How many of my sisters you raped? How many of our innocent people you killed? Therefore, your person, Gideon Levy, says, you are not human, you are subhuman. These are all your people. Norman Finkelstein, I sent it out. Every Muslim, if you got through Iman, send it out to the world. I am Israel. And tell the world what haramis they are, what real terrorists they are. America, Europe, and Britain, you should be the one hanging your heads in shame. Every religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, true Judaism, Muslim, you respect the dead. Yesterday the world saw who the real haramis are. If you don't know what is the meaning of harami, it means be. And remember, illegitimate haramis. The procession is going with a casket, with a coffin. And they came with their batons and they start attacking the mourners. Who does this? In full view of the world. So remember, this should be a turning point for the world, that these are the illegitimate people. Therefore, we will never recognize Palestine. And all these leaders, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain, and Morocco, we say they are the traitors to Islam, and they are the murtads and out of the fold of Islam. So that is where we stand. To you, the world community, we say, this should be the turning point. People like Shalom, the spy, people like Jonah, who's blind, they have a blind allegiance, you must remember, to Israel. You need to look at it. I told you, your time is up. Israel will not last for another 70 years. That you can write down, inshallah. I only have one great aspiration left. We can be part of that army in the liberation of Palestine. We want to see the flag of Islam flying there. We want to see true Islam in the Haramain Sharifain and Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, not the Bollywood movies and Hollywood movies. Now I come to you, the ordinary Muslim. We all know that who our enemies are. Quran says, Surah 5, verse 82, that your biggest enemies are the Jutlas and the Jews. Your biggest enemy are the idol worshippers, the Hindus. And we don't say all, we say majority. But today, you Muslim, look at the lady of Stekadiko. She came and sent a message to us and says, most of our clientele, more than 50%, are Muslims. 11 months of the year, but in Ramadan, it drops to 1%. Where is your iman? Where is your Islam, who Allah says are your worst enemies, but you got them beaming in every room of yours almost. The Hollywood movies of the Jutlas and the Bollywood movies of the Mushrikeen idol worshippers. So that you can never liberate Palestine and Kashmir. You can never liberate it. We need to boycott all these sins and say, I'm a Muslim at all times and all places. The shame and disgrace for the Jewish nation on their 74th birthday and anniversary. That is the system of Allah. They wanted to be. Go read the Haaretz newspaper. Israel has lost the world opinion. And the world they saw, you must remember that. So these are my words I'm adding. That you must remember who the super terrorists are. America, their media, and the Western media can try and whitewash it as much as they want to. End of the day, America is super terrorist. You murdered 1 million people in Iraq. Who is responsible for that? You're murdering people even today by giving Saudi Arabia the arms and ammunition. These clowns, they will be shooting innocent people and civilians in Yemen. Who is responsible for all this, I'm asking? Who destroyed Libya and Syria? So we need to know who our enemies are. And every day, read 2 rakat salat and cry to Allah, Allahumma ihfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh, because there's a murtad there also, an apostate running the affairs. And you must remember, make special dua for Aqsa al-Mubarak, our first Qibla. The Palestinians have said, it's a miracle, a karamat of the Palestinians. 74 years, they have survived the torture, persecution, murder. Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, used to say, shoot one bullet and kill two. Target the pregnant woman of the Palestinians and one bullet will kill two. These are the haramis. You want to come tell me about them? So remember that they are. Let me give you verses of Quran. What Quran said about the Jutlas? Quran said, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. When today is the Sabbath, today is Saturday, when they violated the Saturday, that they're not supposed to do fishing, they made pathways coming straight to their houses and say, God, we didn't fish. Yahweh, we didn't fish. Allah says, you want to play with me? We made them into monkeys, literal monkeys. And we made some of them into khanazir, into swines. All this in the Quran. And remember, Allah, they are not a chosen nation. They are a cursed nation. Always they will be punished. They're following the way of Samiri. And remember, Allah has mentioned this in chapter 7, verse 167, that how Almighty Allah is going to punish them. What is there for you to celebrate when the world saw you attacking innocent people who are going with the procession mourners, and you come, and you come with a fairy tale story that people were throwing bottles at you? Go tell that to the animals in the Kruger Park. Don't come with your propaganda lies, you haramis. And you must remember, Quran says about them, they are the murderers of prophets and messengers, like Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist and his father Zacharias. They are tried to murder and assassinate Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus peace be upon him, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is, you know who the jutlas are? In Arabic we have a saying, sam min kalbak ya akulka. When they came there and they lied to the world with their slogan of Zionism, we are a people without a land and a land without a people. That is true, that they were a land a people without a land, that they were without a land. No one in Europe wanted them. They all had enough of them. Hitler had enough of their pornography and their homosexuality. Therefore, we need another Hitler as well. And that 6 million is a big fat lie. We're not rejecting the Holocaust, we're rejecting the amount. Yes, we have 6 million of my brothers, sisters, children of Palestinians in the diaspora. And why can one jutla return? Any jutla can come, Jew can come to Palestine. But the Muslim, the Palestinian, the Christian Palestinian cannot return. Why? Where's the world? Where's the sanctions in all that? Putin, you put them in the right place. We with you. Allah Ta'ala must use you how he used this person. Yes, Sister Shirin Abu Aqila, non-Muslims. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bir rajul al-fajir. Allah will use non-Muslims sometimes to elevate and help this deen of Islam. So these jutlas, they lied to the world. They said Palestine is a people without the land. The Palestinians, the good character, the iman they had, they gave them place. And when you have a puppy and you grow it up, the puppy become an Alsatian and a bulldog and it eats you up. That's exactly what happened to Palestine. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al muhtallin al ghasibin wa man walahum. Ya Allah, you decimate and destroy and annihilate this cancer that is there for the detrimental of the entire human race. Who in his right mind can go and attack people who are burying their sister, murdered by the apartheid terrorist regime? I leave you, O listener, Muslim, non-Muslim, to be the judge. And then you speak, take that message and send it out to the whole world and put a caption there. These are the Zionists, these are the Jews, these are the real terrorists, and they belong to an apartheid regime according to Amnesty International. So that is where we speak. And remember, we don't apologize to anybody for speaking the truth. That is the truth of the matter. May Almighty Allah show us the day when, remember, there'll be true justice, and true justice will bring peace. You got 10 minutes, Mulana, to fire up your questions.
I see, Stephanie Mayer. She says, AK, of course, what you are saying is 100% correct. This is the limit now. Even the dead have no peace. May God destroy the Israeli army. May they all burn in hell. Stephanie Mayer, Ustad.
Very good. We say Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept. These are non-Muslims. See what you did, Israel. You turned the Christians, you turned the Hindus, you turned the Buddhists, you turned any person of conscience and any person of justice against you. You are not a chosen people. You are a people who are cursed by Allah and punished by Allah forever. You, my sister Stephanie, and every person of justice, the images that came same on your phone, add a caption and send it out to the whole world. This is apartheid terrorism in Israel, which is the biggest apartheid state, which is the biggest apartheid state now in the world. And remember, we want justice and we want peace for the world and especially for the Palestinians. The Western governments in 7 days sanctions against Russia. 1 week, 10 days, 74 years have passed. Why no sanctions? Why no boycott? Why no punishment and so forth for them, the Israelis? It shows the Western system that the hypocrisy and double standards they apply, a shame and a disgrace upon you, Europe, NATO and America.
Somebody wants to know, sir, can a person give zakat to a Muslim beggar in the street, not doing a background check on the beggar, Ustad?
Not permissible. Remember, most of the people begging today, Muslim and non-Muslim, are professional beggars, and they have so much money that sometimes they'll have more money than us. So to give them zakat is not permissible. You see people, Muslim or non-Muslim, they begging, so we must use our common sense, although common sense is no more common. So you can see, yesterday, day for yesterday, I was coming from the masjid, I saw a person, and both his arms were amputated. Now, in case like that, you don't have to ask the person what happened and so forth. You just have mercy on him and take out 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand, whatever, and give the person. So whether he's Muslim, non-Muslim, so you just make intention of sadaqah and charity. But these professional beggars, daily they're on the road, you can't give them zakat, not permissible, your zakat will not be valid.
I see Alan is back with us this morning. Alan says, Ustad, that I stand with your statement this morning. At least we Americans are not so civilized, you know? Okay, Ustad.
Remember, you Americans are to blame for all this because you are the murderers of 1 million Iraqis. You're the Jutli. The Jutla is male and Jutli. You must remember Albright, Madeleine Albright, who's dispatched to hell already. So what did she say? It's worth it to kill and murder 500,000 Iraqi children. And when the world has to condemn America, condemn Israel, the role apartheid harami state, then America uses its veto to prevent all the action taken against them. Like how now they want to attack Russia, but China used its veto. So you must remember that there are two big haramis with Israel. I don't know, Alan, if you even know the history of Israel. You must remember Britain started all this with the Balfour Declaration and so forth. So they were the first criminals, and then the second criminals after 45, so after World War II and so forth, you must remember was the Americans and so forth to come and give support and all this. So because they were so impressed by the Israeli military and all that. So everybody got the agenda. So these are the two, three big haramis. Harami means illegitimate bees. Remember that. The mother is Britain and the father is America. And the harami child, the illegitimate bee, is Israel. That is the triangle. And the Arabs who are supporting them, they are the grandchildren, another bunch of haramis and also illegitimate.
I see there's a brother by the name of Daryl. He says, good morning, AK, to you and to the team of Ansar. He says, I witnessed yesterday my own best school friend being kidnapped. When will this kidnapping ever stop, AK? Are we to be blamed, or is it because of our sins, or is it because of the government? Daryl, Ustad.
Remember, my brother Daryl, a very good question. For us Muslims, we will say it's because for us Muslims, it is our vices and our sins. Not only South Africa, you go to any part of the world, you will find the Muslims bring about angelic qualities during the month of Ramadan, the fasting month. We are the most generous, we are fasting, we are good people. Once the day of Eid comes, first Shawwal comes, Today we are sitting on the 12th of Shawwal and almost halfway mark, and you will find the Muslim majority forgot the angelic quality, selective amnesia, and they brought the satanic qualities. Remember that. So we will say action and reaction. So it's a punishment whether we love to admit it or not. Secondly, I love the suggestion some people made. They said South Africa, the government, the politicians are captured. And we all know that, right? So they said where the Guptas used to live, I don't know you in Durban, Ansar listeners, if you know, you call that area the Saxon world, S-A-X-O-N. So they said that the Saxon world must be now, remember, transformed into the prison for those who were captured and those who sold our country out. So you, my brother Daryl, you just put kidnapping, hijacking, syndicates and so forth. How many professional syndicates are coming into South Africa and they want to target the innocent people? My son, my daughter, your son, your daughter, somebody else's son and daughter, innocent people, because there's no law and order. So where are the people? You will see them running around with a blue brigade, blue light brigade, making noise and all this kind of thing. It's a high profile politician or their daughter or son, then the police are there. For the ordinary Joe in the street, who is there? For me and you, who is there? So you must remember, South Africa is a failed state. The writing is on the wall. Yesterday, your minister said of sanitation, they need more than 100 billion rand to fix up all the water crises, whether it be in Tonga or PE or other parts of South Africa. So when you need 100 billion, I pose the question, what happened to the 500 billion? Haziko, hayazi. So it just disappeared into thin air. So you must remember, we have a bunch of criminals and crooks who are running the country and their syndicates and so forth. That is the truth of the matter. But we have idiots and fools who vote for them. Then what you expect, my brother Daryl? I never ever voted for them at ANC. I never ever voted for DA. I never ever voted for EFF. We need people who got some common sense, you know. So that is what the need of the hour is.
I see Sister Rebecca. She says, I heard that the myth of drinking rainwater, that it will purify your soul. How authentic is this? Sister Rebecca, Ustad.
My sister Rebecca, anything you want to know, we as Muslims say, go to Kalamullahi Ta'ala, go directly to the speech of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And I read for you the verse, the Quran is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was, it is, and will always be. So it is Ayah 114. Chapters, 6,236 verses. I read for you, my sister, two verses. You write it down, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 25, and verses, remember, 48 and 49. You got it, my sister? Surah chapter 25, verses 48, 49. وَأَنزَلْنَا, Almighty Allah uses the plural, a symbol of reverence and respect, stamping his authority, the royal pronoun, only we can do this. You, the entire universe and creation, cannot do that. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. We send down from the clouds the water that is tahur. If you know Arabic, tahur is hyperbole. Tahur is mubalagha. These are very high words. Tahura is intensive form. Tahirun wa mutahirun. Itself is pure and it will purify anything, everybody else. So take the rainwater, use it and say, Ya Allah, that whatever problems I have, you give me cure and shifa. See, Allah says, لِنُحْيِيَ بِهِ بَلَّةً مَيْتًا. In winter, you look at our farms, our gardens, lackluster. And when the rain comes in summer, and then it is green, and wind, and then January, December, look at that farm, that orchard, that garden, so appealing to the eye. So look at Allah giving us the lesson in our gardens. So why not for us, 100% authentic, and explained by the Master, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 25, verses 48-49, we conclude, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin wa man walahum. Between 6 and 8 today, my brother Suleiman Esop, and between 1:30 and 2 the tafsir, and tomorrow there's no program in the morning, the program will be 2 to 4 with Hafiz Wadi and myself, the Q&A. Barakallahu fiqh. And tomorrow is Yawmun Nakba, the day of catastrophe for the Palestinians. Make dua for all the oppressed. Dua means to supplicate for all the oppressed people in the world, and the zalims and the tinpot dictators, Allah Ta'ala remove them from the face of this earth if there's no guidance for them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.